Soundstripe.
I can't accept the loss, I'm hard-headed. There's a little bit of madness to my method. Many falling off that fine line that I'm treading. I risk anything to be great, and I'm not letting nobody rob me of my...
Hello, welcome to Takeoffs and Touchdowns, Machinist Talking Football. This is episode 14 for week 14 of the 2023-2024 NFL season. I'm Wade, and I'm here with Kevin and Keith. How are you guys doing?
Doing good, Wade. Thanks for asking. I'm actually down at Placid Harbor again this week doing some training, collective bargaining training. Just trying to take in all the knowledge.
I'm doing good, Wade. Thanks for asking. I had a quick trip home back to see my mom and dad in Ireland there over the weekend. Back this week, hard at it, back to the airport to organize in members over there. That's what I've been up to.
Nice. I guess you're pretty happy too with your 49ers win last week. Speaking of last week, how did you guys do?
Well, I didn't do well. I was 2-3. Keith just reminded us before we started recording that gives me a record of 21-24 on the season. I need to pick it up.
I was what you usually do, Wade, there. I was 2-2 over the weekend. So that brings me to 29-19. I got to say, I didn't watch any football on the weekend, right? Being in Ireland and the time change. I think the first game, I did place a bet in the bookies over there. And the first game didn't start till 6 o'clock. So I didn't see too much of football at all on the weekend. So I'm going in this week a bit blind. I know the slate of games I got is going to be a tough week for me. What about you? How'd you do?
Well, I'm sure you guys can guess how I did. Another 2-2 week for me.
Well, to keep up to date with what's coming up and a look at our year-to-date record, be sure to like our Takeoffs and Touchdowns Facebook page. I hope you enjoy this episode, and let's get straight into it.
We have a very special guest this week joining us, Stan Theo, ST, from Local Lodge 2413. How you doing, Stan?
I'm doing good. Hi, guys. Thanks for inviting me on.
We're honored to have you, buddy. We know that you love football. So what's going on in 2413 this week?
Not much. We're just trying to get all the work done before the holidays come. You know, tidy up all the loose ends. We just did some local lodge bylaws. We had them passed, and we submit them up to the Canadian office to send them over to the international if all looks well. And that's it. We're looking forward to the new year, and we got a lot of contracts up. And our GCs are going to be busy in this coming year.
Yeah. I know there's a couple of GCs there that have, you know, something like 20 rounds of bargaining schedule, 20 groups up. It'll be a very busy year at your local, that's for sure. So, Stan, I wanted to ask you, I know you're a big football fan. Do you have a favorite team?
I was brought up a Washington Redskins fan, not a Commanders fan, a Redskins fan. So as I got older, I didn't know why I was a Washington Redskins fan. Then I started doing some research, and it was like the first Canadian-born player to ever win a Super Bowl was born out of Calgary, and his name was Mark Ripon. So I was like, you know what? Let's stick with the Canadian boys and stay a Washington fan.
I remember him well, actually. You know, being out of Calgary myself, I do remember Mark Ripon, yeah.
That's awesome. Well, we're running a pool through Office Pools, and we'll be donating a portion of the proceeds to Guide Dogs of America. We want to put our NFL football knowledge to the test. Each week, we'll be picking games on a rotation, and this week, Wade will have the first four games, followed by myself, then Keith, and Stan will be closing out the slate. Wade, you're up.
All righty. Well, my first game is the lowly New England Patriots at the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers are favored by 4.5. Honestly, this game could be decided by whoever's defense scores more points. Steelers offense will be led by Mitch Trubisky. Well, who knows what will happen at the QB spot for the Patriots. Patriots have allowed 10 points or less in 3 straight games and have failed to win in any of those 3 games. I feel this game will need to end 3-0 or 0-0 in order for the Pats to cover the 4.5. With that, I'm picking the Steelers to cover the 4.5, as I'm not sure the Pats can even put up a field goal at this point. My next game is the Buccaneers at the Falcons. Falcons are favored by 2.5. The first meeting between these two went down to the final play with the Falcons coming out on top. And I expect this game to also come down to the final minutes. While Tampa Bay had a good game against Carolina, Atlanta slowly seems to be figuring out how to utilize the weapons they have. The Falcons win a close one for their 3rd straight victory and cover the 2.5 in the process. My next game is Cavs Detroit Lions at the Chicago Bears. The Lions are favored by 2.5. The Lions like to live on the edge. Seems like they either win on the last play of the game or suffer heartbreak in the last minute. Their Week 11 win over Chicago was just one of their many come-from-behind back-and-forth wins. I wouldn't be shocked if the Bears pull off the upset because of the Lions' inconsistency, but Detroit is definitely the more well-rounded team and should be able to cover the 2.5. My last game of the week is the Indianapolis Colts at the Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals are favored by 0.5. The Colts are used to playing with backup quarterback Gardner Minshew and running back Zach Moss at this point, but the Bengals show they can still play with anybody in their win against the Jaguars. I like Bengals backup Jake Browning, depending on Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Mixon at home in Cincinnati this week. I feel the Bengals can win and cover. And that's my four games for this week.
Yeah, Wade, talking about Detroit there. I was at the game against the Bears a couple weeks ago. It was a roller coaster of emotions. And I'm not going to lie, that game is scaring me. It's in Chicago. And, you know, weather could be a deciding factor this weekend from what I'm hearing. So my four games, I'm going to, you know, right off the bat, I think I probably had the toughest games of the week. The first one is Jacksonville at Cleveland. Trevor Lawrence did practice this week or today with a high ankle sprain. However, we're unsure if he will be starting. You know, Cleveland's been up and down as they go. Still a dominant defense. If Trevor Lawrence plays, I suspect Cleveland's defense will keep him in the pocket, which Trevor will probably end up struggling with. And Cleveland is favored by 2.5. They're at home because of the injury and, you know, the uncertainty who will be playing quarterback. I will take Cleveland to cover the spread. My second game's Carolina at New Orleans. New Orleans currently favored by 4.5. Carolina cannot play for the first overall pick in next year's draft because Chicago owns it. So, you know, this game could be kind of scary either way. New Orleans, after the loss last week to Detroit, there's been some rumors of some locker room trouble amongst the players. And I think Carolina might squeak out a win this week. So I'm going to take Carolina to cover the spread at 4.5. Third game I have is Houston at the Jets. The Jets have announced they're going back to Wilson. This is the flip-flop of the quarterback with their team. And surely Houston, with all the success C.J. Stroud has been having, and that team has been playing well, I'm going to take Houston to cover at the 5.5. I just think the Jets are too far all over the place. And the last game I have is the L.A. Rams at Baltimore. Baltimore currently is favored at 6.5. I think this is going to be an interesting matchup. The Rams will be traveling into Baltimore. They've been playing well, but Baltimore has been playing better. Baltimore has got a pretty down team. Although favored by 6.5, I think this game is going to be close. I think it's going to be a 3-point game. And for those reasons, I'm going to take the Rams to cover. And that's my games.
Just can't pick against Stafford, eh?
I can't.
First game I got is Minnesota versus Las Vegas. Minnesota's 6-6. Vegas is 5-7. Minnesota's currently favored by 2.5 points. This is truly a pick'em game. I've been back and forth on this one, but I'm going to take Minnesota. Next game I've got is Seattle at 6-6 against my 49ers at 9-3. 49ers are currently favored by 10.5 in this one. This one's going to be a close game, I think. The 49ers coming off that beatdown of the Eagles, I think it could be a lull for them, but I just don't have it in me to pick against them. So for that reason, I'm going to take the 49ers, although this game's going to be close. Next one I've got is probably the game of the week. Buffalo at 6-6 against Kansas City at 8-4. Kansas City is favored by 2.5. Like I've said it all year long, Buffalo are choke artists. They play to the level of the team that they're going up against. I don't like Kansas City either. I think that their offense has really been struggling. That receiving core has had a lot of drops throughout the season, and they're not doing Mahomes any favors. So for that reason, I'm actually going to take Buffalo, I think, on the road in a field goal game here. I'm going to take Buffalo with the points. Last game I got is Denver at 6-6 against the LA Chargers at 5-7. Denver's been relatively decent, I would say, over the last five or six games. The Chargers have been, you know, they've been coming around themselves, and they've been almost in almost every game of the season. But because this is in LA and not in Denver, I'm going to take the Chargers and the -2.5. That's it for me for this week.
I guess I'm up the last three games of the week. Keith, I think I'm going to have to pull a Uno reverse on you and say the game of the week is going to be the Eagles and Cowboys for the Sunday Nighter. got the Eagles sitting at 10-2 and the Cowboys at 9-3. And this is going to decide the number one seed in the NFC right now, depending on the Cowboys win or not. And after that beatdown from your 49ers, I think the Eagles are going to cover the spread. It's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be down to a field goal game. I think the line's 3.5. Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't have the lines in front of me. Dallas hasn't really played anybody of substance this year. All the teams that they've played were all below 500 teams. The closest they got was Seattle last week at 5-6. So this is the true test. You know, everybody's talking about Dak MVP. I don't see it. I could be biased because I hate the Cowboys, right? I don't think they had a solid Cowboys since Troy Aikman. So I got the Eagles covering the spread. My next game is the Monday Nighter. I got two Monday Nighters. Packers at the Giants. Packers have been on fire lately, man. That Jordan Love is doing some magical stuff there. I just don't see the New York Giants beating Green Bay, especially that big Green Bay win last week. I think that caught everybody off guard going into Kansas City and putting on a show with Taylor Swift in the crowd. I got the Packers covering the spread there. And then the last game is Titans at Dolphins. I think the line is 9.5. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, that's right.
And, you know, they have Tyreek Hill in the MVP talk. Like, I think he's going to close in on 2,000 yards. That guy's just a freak of nature, man. You just throw him the ball and he's gone. He did a number on my team last week. I think he went off for like 200-plus yards, and I don't even know how many touchdowns. So I got the Dolphins covering at home. It's big for them, too. You know what I mean? They want to put their hat in the AFC and see if they could get a big W here, right? Because it's going to be proof in the pudding come playoff time to see if Tua could get a win for the Miami. And those are my three games. Keep it simple. We got the Cowboys covering, Packers, and Dolphins.
Nice. Thanks, Dan. I agree with your Uno reverse card there on the game of the week. And that is it from us for this week. Please remember to look for our Week 15 podcast sometime around the middle of next week. Special thanks to Stan for coming on today's episode.
With everything pool related, please play responsibly. We're in no way experts. Please don't take our picks to the bank.
If you're interested in joining the IMAW, you can contact us through www.imaw.ca. If you're interested in making a difference in someone's life, you can donate to the Guide Dogs of America. Right now, they have their Holidays of Hope campaign running where the donations are matched dollar for dollar. Now is a great time to give if you can. It's up on our Facebook page or through their website at www.guidedogsofamerica.org. Top right-hand corner of the website is the donation tab.
Special shout-out to G. Smith for our music today. Thanks for the download and thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of Takeoffs and Touchdowns Nations. We hope you enjoyed our podcast and we'll come back for Week 15. Be kind. There's a little bit of madness to my method. Many falling off that fine line that I'm treading. I risk anything to be great and I'm not letting nobody rob me of my victory. Number one, that's what I'm meant to be. By any means, only thing that makes sense to me, I can make nice or make history. I got that dog.